Lots of people who experiment with a vegetarian diet don't end up sticking with it, and a new study may help explain why. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports when it comes to what we eat, we are influenced not only by our taste buds and culture, it turns out our genetics play a role as well.
There are different motivations for trying a vegetarian diet, from ethical and religious to potential health and environmental benefits. And like a lot of folks, Dr. Nabil Yassin of Northwestern University has tried giving up meat a few times. But he says it didn't last, which is a pretty common story. And he wanted to know why.
The finding in this paper is that, yes, that these three genes have something to do with vegetarianism.
To study this, Dr. Yassin used data from the UK Biobank to analyze the DNA of more than 300,000 people, including about 5,000 who were strict vegetarians and had not eaten any animal products in at least a year. They found a bunch of genes that may play a role.
What we can say is that these genes have something to do with vegetarianism, that perhaps vegetarians have different variants of these genes that make them able to pursue a strict vegetarian diet.
Dr. Yassin and his colleague carried out what's known as a genome-wide association study to identify SNPs, or tiny differences in people's DNA, that are statistically associated with a particular trait, in this case, adhering to a strict vegetarian diet.
You're looking for essentially for markers in the genome. So we found one SNP that is significantly associated with vegetarianism. And we look at around, you know, what are the genes that are around it.
They found three genes most strongly associated with vegetarianism, and two of these have important functions in lipid or fat metabolism. The study can't answer exactly how they shape the trait of strict vegetarianism, but Dr. Yassin has some ideas.
One hypothesis, which is highly speculative, is maybe there is a lipid nutrient in meat that some people need and others don't.
Of course, what we eat is shaped by a bunch of factors, from our taste preferences to our budgets and culture. And Dr. Yassin says this is just the beginning of understanding the role of genetics. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.